Shyamalan from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shir. We saw the Kashyap Tosfos Sen Rashi. Tosfos asks Sen Rashi that if you're right, that we compare somebody who's Makdish a slave, the Dhammuth, to somebody who's Matfis Tamimim, the Vedek Habayis, somebody who's Makdish his slave to the Beis HaMikdash for his monetary worth, we compare that to somebody who's Matfis, who gives the Hekdesh his non-Balimun animals, his Tamim animals. He gives them to Bedek Abayis, and we say, just like when you're Matfis Smin the Bedek Abayis, they're Kaddish on his back. So too, if you're Makdish your Evid, he goes free, because he gets Kedusha Seguf, he becomes an Am Kaddosh, becomes Jewish. So then why don't we say, for Ektosis, that just like when one's Matfis Tumim and Bedek Abayis, we say that we sell him the tzarech mizbeach. Somebody buys him for the mizbeach. Somebody gives his monetary value, and then gives him over, and that goes to Bedek Abayis, and then he gives him over to the mizbeach. We should also say by Makdish Eved L'Domav that the Eved should require pidyon, give his money, his monetary value, and then the money goes to Bedek Abayis. We don't find that. So if you really want to compare him to Matvis Tamimim, then why don't we say that you have to give the money, and the money goes to Bedek Abayis? So how can you make such a comparison? That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi, and now we're going to try to resolve that kasha. So Rabbi Abba explains as follows. In Tosfos later on, and the Mem Amud Beis, Divar Maschil Hekdesh Chametz, but Lee explains the Das Rashi that the din that Hekdesh is Mafkia Midei Shibud. Let's translate, that if there's a shibud, if there's a lien on a certain item, and the person who presently owns that item is makdish that item, so that means hekdesh is mafkia midei shibud, that din is dependent on the din that kedusha lo paka b'chidi, that kedusha cannot stam go away. In other words, if somebody makes something kadosh for a certain time or until something happens, the Kedusha doesn't go away. You need to actually redeem the Kedusha with money. But the Kedusha, lo paka b'chdi, doesn't stam, just go away. So Tosa says, Das Nashi, that the din that Hekdesh is mafkia midei shibud, is taluy in the din of Kedusha lo paka b'chdi. So where the Kiddusha doesn't go away, stam, lo paka b'chdi, for example, by Kiddushas Haguf, by Kiddushas Haguf, Kiddusha lo paka b'chdi, and Kiddushas Haguf is stronger, Kiddushas Haguf doesn't have a pidyon. So in such a case, that you have such strong Kiddusha like Kiddushas Haguf, Memela, the Hekdesh is Mafkia the Shibud. The Hekdesh is Mafkia the Shibud because the Hekdesh is so strong, so Paka Bichti. But where the Kedusha is Paka Bichti, like by Kedusha's Damim, like by Kedusha's Dam, the Kedusha can is Paka Bichti. And you also see that Kedusha's Damim has a Pidyon, you can redeem it. So in such a case that the Kedusha is a weaker Kedusha, so the Koyach HaHekdesh isn't strong enough. But Olim Koyach HaHekdesh miKoyach Makdish. The Koyach of Hekdesh is not stronger than the Koyach of the Makdish. And therefore, the Hekdesh is Poikeli de Shibud. Because the Makdish has a Shibud, and his Hekdesh is no stronger than he is. So just like he has a Shibud on this item, so his friend has a Shibud on this item. So that means that he doesn't have, that means that weakens his Koach over this item. So his Hekdesh isn't so strong either. He's only doing a Hekdesh, that's Poker Bukhti. He's doing a Hekdesh Damim that has a Pidyon, that is Poker Bukhti. So that's a weaker hekdesh, and he's a weaker person because there's a shibud on his item. So that type of hekdesh is not mafkia the shibud. Just like it's pogeb and it's pokeb and it's has domim, so too it's also poikea because of the shibud. That's what the Ri says, the Das of Ashi. If the din of hektish mafkia midei shibud is telling in the din of kedusha leipaka bichdi. If kedusha leipaka bichdi, like by kedusha saguf, which is really stark, and the pidyon leipaka bichdi, memela, the hektish is so strong that it's mafkia the shibud, where the kedusha is paka bichdi, the hektish is weaker, and memela, it is not mafkia the shibud. So that is the opinion of the Ri L'das Rashi. He says that it's interdependent. Hekdesh mafkia midei shibud is telling in the din of kedusha like poka bichti. However, Sai the Rambam and Sai the Ravid argue with this, and they hold that the din of being mafkia midei shibud is not tolui in the din of kedusha poka bichti or loy poka bichti. Neither of them holds that these two things are interdependent, because the Rambam holds that Kedushas Damim is Mafkia Midei Shibud, even though Kedushas Damim, the Rambam holds, is also Paka Bichdi, so it's weak enough that it's Paka Bichdi, but it's still Mafkia the Shibud, and the Ravid holds that Kedushas Damim is not Mafkia Midei Shibud. So you would think that it's so strong, Kedushas Damim is not Mafkia Midei Shibud, so you would think it's weaker, Kedushas Damim, because it's not Mafkia Midei Shibud. And yet, the Ravid holds that Kedushas Damim is also Lo Paka Bichdi. So you see that it's stronger. So they're not interdependent. The Rambam holds Kedushas Damim is Mafkia Midei Shibud. So you see it's stronger, even though Kedushas Damim is Paka Bichdi, and you see it's weaker, because Kedushas Damim is Paka Bichdi. And the Ravid holds Fakir, that Kedushas Damim is not mafkia midei shibud. So you see that it's weaker, but yet the kedushas damim is loy paka bichdi. So neither of them hold like the Ri. The Ri holds that if you hold that kedushas loy paka bichdi, then it's also mafkia midei shibud. And you hold that it's not paka bichdi, and it is mafkia midei shibud. But neither the Rambam nor the Ravid hold like that. The Rambam holds that kedushas damim is pokea bichdi. So the Ri would say that since it's pokea bichdi, then it's not mafkia midei shibud. But the Rambam holds it is mafkia midei shibud. And the Ravid holds Kedushas Damim is like Paka Bichdi. So according to the Ri, if you hold Kedushas Damim is like Paka Bichdi, you should also hold that it's Mafkia Midei Shibud. It's like Paka Bichdi. It's very strong. So therefore it's Mafkia the Shibud. But the Ravid says no. Kedushas Damim is Paka Lo Paka Bichdi. Doesn't Stam go away? But still, it's not Mafkia Midei Shibud. And where do you see that? You see that in the Rambam in Hilas Erchim, the Charam in Perek Zayin Alach Yedalit, he holds that Kedushas Damim is Mafkia Midei Shibud. The Ravid holds no, Kedushas Aguf is Mafkia Midei Shibud, not Kedushas Damim. However, Paka Bichdi, they hold Fakir. The Rambam holds in Maisa Korbanos 15:7 that Kedushas Damim is Paka Bichdi. Even though the Rambam holds it's Mafkia Midei Shibud, he holds it's Paka Bichdi. The Ravid holds no, we go to Chumah. Whose damim is not paka bichdi, even though the self same Ravid holds that it is. Not mafkia midei shibud, even though it's not paka bichdi, but it's also not mafkia midei shibud. So we have two machlokos between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds Kedushas Damim is Mafkia Midei Shibud. The Ravid holds Kedushas Damim is not Mafkia Midei Shibud. The Rambam holds Kedushas Damim is Paka Bichdi. And the Ravid holds Kedushas Damim is not Paka Bichdi. And it would appear that these two machlokos, between the Rambam and the Raivid, are totally in one machlokos. Because yesh lach bo v'chiluk shebein kedushas domim v'kedushas haguf. We have to understand, what's the chiluk between kedushas domim and kedushas haguf? Is the kedusha essentially the same kedusha? Just the chiluk is the place that kedushas haguf, schal, and the guf. And kedushas damim, the makom chaleis hakedusha, is on the money of the object and on the goof of the object. It's the same echus hakedusha, just the shaila is where it's chal. Is it chal on the body or is it chal on the damim? But it's the same echus, the same quality of kedusha. Or should we say no? That the emes b'shnayim, the makom chaleis hakedusha, is the goof. Same place. The difference is in the Echos HaKadusha and the Echos HaKadusha. That Kedusha is Haguf. The Kedusha is the Gabay Haguf, the Korav Gabay HaMizbeach. If the Kedusha is Damim, the Kedusha is the Gabay Damim, the Mochar the Damim. So the Mokom Chaleis HaKadusha is in both cases on the Guf. That's where the Kedusha is chal. So we understand Kedusha is haguf, the makom chalais haKedusha is on the guf. But if it has Kedusha is damim, even though the makom chalais haKedusha is on the guf, what this Kedusha dictates is that it's salt. This kedusha that's chal on the guf tells us that the animal is to be sold. Why? Because it's a weaker kedusha, and therefore it's not brought on the mizbeach. It's just sold because the kedusha has less quality to it. So that's the argument. Where the kedusha is chal, that's the chakira. Is the difference where the it's the same echos hakedusha. The question is where is it chal? Is it chal on the guf or on the damim? Or no? They're both chal on the guf. And the question is, how strong is it chal on the guf? Enough to bring it on his back, or enough just to sell it for the money? And the choyla, that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Chayvut. The Rambam holds that the mehus hakedusha is the same. The echus hakedusha is equal for Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. And the whole distinction is in the Makom Chaleis HaKedusha. That by Kedushas Haguf, it's Chal on the Guf. And Kedushas Damim, the Makom Chaleis is on the Damim. And therefore, the Rambam holds that even Kedushas Damim is Mafkia Midei Shibut. Because the inyan of kedusha, mafkia midei shibud, is totally in the echus hakedusha. You know why the Rambam holds that kedusha stam is mafkia midei shibud? Because it's whether or not it's mafkia midei shibud would depend on how high a quality of kedusha it is. So since the quality of the kedusha of kedusha stam is equal to the quality of kedusha of kedusha saguf. Just like Kedusha Sakuf is mafkia shibud, removes any lien, so Kedusha Sdamim removes any lien. It's just a difference of the locus of the Kedusha, the location of the Kedusha. Is it on the Damim or on the Guf? But the quality of Kedusha is the same, and the shaila of whether it's mafkia midei shibud depends on the quality. And since it's the same quality, memela, the halacha is that it's mafkia midei shibud, whether it's Kedusha Sdamim or Kedusha Sakuf. That's the shita of the Rambam. The Chayvid holds now that the difference is in the Mehus HaKedusha. The Kedusha Saguf is a stronger Kedusha. The male is Nikra Vagabim Mizbeach. Tustam is a weaker Kedusha, and therefore it's only holy the Machal the Dhamma. And since it's a weaker Kedusha, less Echus of Kedusha, the Chayvid holds that Kedusha's Dhamim is not Mafkia Midei Shibu. Because only the Echus of Kedusha, Kedusha Saguf, is Mafkia Midei Shibu. But a lower level Echus HaKedusha, the lower level quality of Kedusha's Damim is not Mafkia Midei Shibut. That's all the Gabi the Shailo of Hekdesh Mafkia Midei Shibud. However, legabe the din of kedusha loypakam bichdi, the shitas are hafuchos. It goes punkt verkehrt. That it says in the sugi of Baal Pado, the most, maybe the most famous sugi on the Dorim of Choftes. Gemara there says, Hashdi yesh laima, mi kedusha chamura, le kedusha kala, poko, mi kedusha kala, le kedusha chamura, sricho lameima, from a more severe kedusha to a lighter kedusha. It goes away from a lighter kedusha to a more severe kedusha. Do we have to say that it goes away? So you see from this that there's a tzad that a lighter kedusha is going to go away in order that kedusha chamura should be chal. A more severe kedusha should take effect. But kedusha chamura should not go away in order that kedusha kala should be chal. The Gemara says, we say kal v'chomer. If from kedusha chamura to kedusha kala it goes away, certainly kedusha kala to kedusha chamura. Why? Because there's a tzad to say that from kedusha chamura to kedusha kala it shouldn't go away. It should stay with its kedusha kala, kedusha chamura. So we see from this that kedusha being poikea bichdi isn't totally in the etzem of kedusha. Because if it's totally in the etzem of kedusha, what does it matter what's going to happen afterwards? Hare soif soif. When we say that, who cares that b'makom hakedusha kala, kedusha chamura is going to come if it's telling the etzem hakedusha. So the kedusha kala went away. So who cares what's going to come in its stead? That kedusha chamura is going to come in its stead. If it's telling the etzem hakedusha, we shouldn't care what comes in its stead. Sof, it's going away. If it's telling the etzem hakedusha, who cares what comes instead? So why should we say kedusha kala is going to go away because kedusha chamura is going to come? So we have to say, it's muchach from this, that kedusha le'poka b'lichti is totally in the cheftza, not in the etzem hakedusha, but in the cheftza on which the kedusha is chal. That when you have a chefetz kadosh, the kedusha is not poka b'lichti, and therefore there's a tzad to say that when the chefetz hakadosh is mishtana from kedusha kala to kedusha chamura, this din wouldn't apply of kedusha le'poka b'lichti. Since in this cheftza itself, there's going to be a stronger kedusha that's coming. So we look at the cheftza, we say, oh, a strong kedusha is coming. So it can be okay. Nacharaya for this is so. It's from the Rosh. The Rosh there, and of Tes Amud Aleph. Divur Amaschu Kedushas Domin Poko writes the Chihechi de Poko Al Yedei Pidiye Poko Nami Al Yedei Kvias Zman. But just like it's Poikea through redemption, it's also Poikea through setting aside a specific amount of time that it's going to be holy. And then after that time elapses, it is no longer going to be holy. So the Rosh equates between the removal of Kedusha through redemption to the removal of Kedusha through the time elapsing, ending. So if we say that Kedusha le'poka b'chdi is totally in the guf HaKedusha, Kedusha itself, so then how did the Rosh prove from Kies Kedusha Ayde Pedia that it's also pokea de kviyas man? When it's pokea de pdiya, the kedusha is being transferred to the money. When it's pokea de azman, it just dissipates into nothing. So how do you compare the two? If we're talking about the etzem hakedusha, so it must be it's muchach that the din of kedusha leipoka bichdi is totally in the cheftza, and therefore the Rosh makes a good sushta. He says that by pidyon. There's a hafkal legabi the cheftza, because the cheftza is no longer a cheftza of kedusha, and from this we can also learn that aydei kviyas man, there could be a hafkal of the kedusha. that the Chet is no longer going to be holy. Just like by Pidyon the Chet is no longer holy, so to Huadin, that by Kviyas Man, when the time ends, it's no longer going to be holy. So you see from here the Yisoy that Kedusha Pakop Bifdi is not a din in the Etzem HaKedusha, but rather in the Cheftza on which the Kedusha is Chal. Nacharaya for this Yisod is from the Chitva. There in the Darum Chavches on the base, the Ramas Lamalevav Mikam Dams Kibush Seguf. He's mechalik between a koinam klali, which is a chatiha d'isur, when somebody asks you something, makes a neder on something. But if in klali, where it is a chatiha d'isur, because it's asur to everybody, there we say loy paka bichdi. But if it's a koinam porati, if it's a personal neder, personal iser, then it's not considered a chaticha di yisura, because it's only on this person, but the etzem a chaticha is an aser, and therefore there we say paka bifdi, ayin sham in the ritva. So it's muchrach that kedusha like paka bifdi is totally in the cheft, and therefore even mechalik between a kain of kali and a kain of prati, that a kain of prati is not a cheft di yisura, and therefore paka bifdi. And a kainam kali is a chefza di yisur, and therefore loy paka bichdi. But if we say it's talu, not in a chefza, but in the kedusha, there's no difference between the kainam kali and kainam prati. If we say kainam kali, it's not b'kelos in a kainam prati. But if we say it's talu in the chefza, so we could say, oh, this is a chaticha di yisur, this is not a chaticha di yisur. So here we brought a number of rayas that there is a chiluk between, that we brought a number of rayas that the idea of kedusha loipaka bichdi is talu not in the etzem hakedusha, but rather in the cheftza. It's talu in the cheftza. But when a chefetz is kadosh, and we say that kedusha lepaka mimenu bichdi, and therefore there's a tzad to say, like we started off from the Gemara itself, there's a tzad to say that when an object is holy, and the holiness is going to change from kedusha kala to kedusha chamura, we're not going to say lepaka bichdi. Why? Because the cheft is going to become even holier. So it's talu in the cheftza, this din of kedusha paka b'chdi or loy paka. So it comes out then that kedusha lo paka b'chdi, like we said, is talu in the cheftza, and mafkia midei shibur is talu in the echus hakedusha, in the etzem hakedusha. If it's strong enough kedusha, then it's mafkia the shibur. So now we can understand the machlokes of the Rambam and the Ravid. If Kedusha's Damim is paka bichdi or not, because it's the Rambam and the Ravid, the Shittasim. The Rambam, the Shittasim, holds that the chiluk between Kedusha's Haguf and Kedusha's Hadamim is, like we said before, in the Mokom Chaleis HaKedusha. In other words, it's the same Eichus HaKedusha. The question is, where is the Kedusha Chal? That Kedusha's Haguf is Chal on the Guf, Kedusha's Dam is Chal on the Dam. And since the din of Kedusha Lo Paka Bichdi is totally in the Etzem HaChefza, Memela, that's only Shayich in Kedusha's Haguf. Because Kedusha's Chal on the Chefza, and if it's Chal on this Chefza of the Guf, it doesn't go away. Because the Etzem HaChefetz is a Chefetz Makudish, the Kedusha doesn't go away. Mashen Kedusha's Damim, the Kedusha isn't Chal on the Etzem HaChefza, it's Chal on the Dam. So there's no cheftz of kedusha, and memela we don't say kedusha like paka b'chdi. Kedusha is paka b'chdi according to the Rambam. So again, the Rambam holds that kedusha's damim is mafkia midei shibur. Why is kedusha's damim mafkia midei shibur? Because it has kedusha's damim has the same eichus hakedusha as kedusha's haguf. And therefore, in both cases, it's mafgiya midei shibud. When it comes to being poker v'chdi, we proved that there it's talui in the etzem achevtza. And the Rambam holds that kedushas haguf, the kedushas chal on the guf, on the etzem achevtza of the guf. Whereas kedushas damim, the eichos hakedusha is the same, but it's chal on the damim, not on the chevtza. And since it's chal on the damim, it could go away. It's not a chefetz mechudesh. I mean, the kedusha could go away. It's only when he has kedushas haguf that the kedusha is chal on the chevtza is a chefetz mechudesh, so it doesn't go away. It's dam. Mashenki b'kedushas damim, that the kedusha is not chal on the etzem chevtza. It's only chal on the damim. There's no chefetz of the kedusha. Since there's no chefetz of kedusha. And maybe we don't say Kedusha la paka b'chdi. Kedusha la paka b'chdi is only when it's chal on the etzem achevtza. Here it's not chal on the etzem achevtza. The Kedusha is chal on the damim, and that can go away. Hashenki and the Ravid, what did the Ravid say? The Ravid holds that Kedusha's damim is not mafkiya midei shibud. Why does the Ravid hold Kedusha's damim is not mafkiya midei shibud? Because he holds that Kedusha's guf and Kedusha's damim, the difference is in the echos ha-kedusha. Kedusha's guf, they're both chal on the guf. Just, it's a stronger chalois by Kedusha's guf than Kedusha's damim. By Kedusha's guf, it's chal on the guf. It's in a stronger way. Kedusha's damim, it's chal in a weaker way. So therefore, since it's weaker, the body is not holy. It's only strong enough to get onto the damim. The place of the kedusha is on the guf, but it's the etzem haguf isn't considered holy because it's a weaker kedusha. So it's on the guf insofar as that the damim is holy. As we said before, by kedusha haguf, the kedusha is lagabe the kar lagabe mizbeach. And the Kedusha's damim, the Kedusha's haguf, is that it is sold l'damav. Kedusha's damim, ha-kedusha hu li-mochir l'damav. It is chal on the guf, that the guf is sold for the money. The guf itself doesn't become holy because it's a weaker Kedusha. It's not strong enough that it makes the guf holy. It's strong enough, it's chal on the guf. It applies to the goof, that the goof is now sold for its money. Because it's a weaker kedusha, it's not chal on the actual goof that it's nikra b'gav ha-mizbeach. It's chal on the goof, that the goof is sold. So that's the way the Ravid holds. So therefore, since the Ravid holds that it's a weaker kedusha, but it's in the same place, so in the mail, the Ravid will say that when it comes to being mafkiya midei shibur, only kedusha's haguf is mafkiya midei shibur, not kedusha's damim. Because it's a weaker kedusha, and only kedushas haguf has the power to be mafkiya midei shibud, but not the weaker kedusha of kedushas damim. Kedushas damim is not mafkiya from the shibud, but the Ravid also holds that kedushas damim is not paka b'chdi. Why is kedushas damim not paka b'chdi? Because where is the locus of the kedusha on the guf? Yes, the locus of kedusha is on the guf. That if it's Kedusha's damim, that the guf is going to be sold. The damim is going to be sold for money, but it's still on the guf. The Kedusha is on the guf. So since the Kedusha is on the guf, we said that whether Kedusha is pokeh b'chdi is talui in the etzem chevtza. And if it's the Kedusha is on the etzem chevtza, then it's not pokeh b'chdi. And according to the Ravid, the Kedusha is on the etzem chevtza. According to the Rambam, it's Kedusha's damim, it's not in the etzem chevtza. According to the Rambam, like we said, it's the same Mahusa Kedusha, but it has a different location. According to the Rambam, the location of the Kedusha of Kedusha's Damim is on the Damim, not on the Guf. And therefore, it's Pokea B'chdi. But according to the Ravid, the Kedusha, even if it has Kedusha's Damim, the place, the location of the Kedusha is on the Guf. The Guf is holy to be sold to the Damim. But it's on the goof, and we proved, we brought three rayas, that when it comes to Kedusha Paka B'chdi or not, it's totally in Bichevtza. And since according to the Ravid, Bichevtza is holy, whether it's Kedusha's Damim or Kedusha's goof, it doesn't matter. the location of the Gush is still on the Etzem Chetza. The Mele is not Pekev Rifti. The Reikid which is done is not Mafkiyam Yidei Shibud. Because according to the Raiv, it's a weaker Kedusha, and therefore it can't be Mafkiyah the Shibud. But it's still not going to be Pekev Rifti when it's on the Damim, because when it's Kedusha's Damim, because the Kedusha's Damim starts with the Kuf. The Kuf is holy, the Mokhra the Damim. And the Mele is not Pekev Rifti. So that explains beautifully and deeply the Shitas of the Rambam and the Raivit. That both of them are the Shitasa. The Rambam again holds that it's the same Mohus HaKadush, it's the same Echos HaKadusha. And therefore, the Rambam can hold that even Kedusha's Dam is Mafkiya Midei Shibud. The Rambam also holds that Kedusha's Dam is Paka Bifidi, since the place of the Kedusha is not on the Etzem HaChetzer, and the Mele is Pogeya Bifidi. Places on the Dhamma. That's the location of the Kedusha. Masha Enkein, the Raivid holds that the Echos HaKedusha is different. The Kedusha of Guf is stronger, and the Mela, the Kedusha Dam is not Pokeh Mavgeh Midei Shibud, but it's also not Pokeh Bichdi, because the location, right, the Eichas HaKedusha is weaker by Damim, but the location is on the Guf. The Guf is Kadosh Nimor for the Damim, and Meva, the Kedusha, will not be Pokeh Bichdi. So it's each one the Shitasa. And the Meva, we can also be Miyashe Shitas Rashi, Shibahiptish Evid Lidomov, Have a kimat v'stmin in the Vedic Abayis. That's where we started in the first shir. But if somebody's makdish and evit for his money, it's like being mat v'stmin in the Vedic Abayis. Just like when you're mat v'stmin in the Vedic Abayis, it goes to the Mizbeach. So too, when you're makdish and evit v'damav, he becomes Jewish. His goof becomes Jewish. Rashi compared the two. And Tosfos asked on Rashi, so why don't we require pidyon? Just like by Matthew's from the Vedic Abayis, we require pidyon. We should also require pidyon here. By the Evid, he should have to give his money to Vedic Abayis. The answer is that the Rashi holds, like the Shita of the Rambam, that by Kedusha's Domim, the Mokom Chalois HaKedush is on the Domim, not on the Etzem HaGuf. And therefore, it's not Shaykh to have pidyon by an Eved, as Yotzei L'Cheres. So you're right, when he was an Eved, Kedusha was Chal in his Domim, but after his Yotzei L'Cheres, there's no place for the Chalois HaKedusha, because Ein Domim Ben Choyim. And the Mela, the Kedusha, that originally fell on the Damim, now just disappears, it just dissipates. And therefore no pidyon is required. And Shenkem, when it comes to a behema, even after it's redeemed, but the animal still has a monetary value, it's still a Chetzer Damim. So you can give the monetary value to Vedic Abayis, but you can't compare a person to a behema, because a person's not a chefetz of dam, so after you redeem him, since the Kedusha was only chal on the dam, since the Kedusha was chal on the dam, not on the etzem aguf. So it's not shaykh to have pidyon. Because yes, when he was an Eved, the Kedusha was chal on his damim. But now that he's not an Eved anymore, there's no more monetary value you can assign to him. So the Kedusha just disappears. Tosfos, who asked San Rashi, they say pidyon should be required, because they would like the Raivi. But the Mokom Chalois HaKedusha is on the Chefza. And the Kedusha is that this Chefetz is holy, the Machir L'damav. And even though on a Ben Choyle there's no Kedusha's Damim, so what are you talking about? It's a Ben Choyle. In Choyle there's no Kedusha's Damim. So we have to say, according to Tosfos, that since Kedusha's Damim was already Chal when he was in Eved, it's not Pekeya even when he's Mishtachre. And therefore, Pidyon is Shaykh by an Eved. Since it was Chal al Gufo when he was in Eved, it doesn't go away even when he becomes a free man. This Kedusha's Damim. Hashem came to Das Rashi. But the Makom Chaleis HaKadosh is on the Damim after he's Mishtachwer. He's no longer a Chavetz of Damim. There's no more place for Chaleis HaKadosh. And therefore the Kadosh goes away in the Mela. And there's no room for Pidyon. So I think at the end here is where it gets a little bit thorny. Because the moment you say that according to Rashi, once he's a free man, he's not a Chavetz of Damim anymore. So there's no reason to give the money to Hekdesh, so that's great. And that already answers Tosis Kasha, but then you have to see how Tosis is learning. So, the reason it's thorny is because you have to say that Tosis is learning that like the Raivit, that the Kedusha is Chal al Gufo. And once the Kedusha is Chal al Gufo, Lidamav, it doesn't go away even after he becomes a Ben Chayim. When the Kedusha was Lidamav, that goes away when he becomes a Ben Cholim because he's no longer a Chefetz of Damim. But according to the Raivid, since the Kedusha is Chol al Gufo, you can also argue, okay, so now he's a Ben Cholim. So he's no more, he's not a Chefetz of Damim anymore. You say no, once it's Chol al Gufo, even after he becomes a Ben Cholim, it doesn't go away. So that, and you have to give the money to Hekdesh. So that already, that Havan and Tosis is difficult for me to swallow. I'll go upon him for Rashi. We give a possible teretz for how he's going to learn. He's going to learn Pashut. That's like the Rambam. That the place of Kedusha is on the Damim. And once he's redeemed and he's now a Ben Chodim, so there's no more Kedusha on any Damim. He's not a Heft of Damim anymore. I can even see one arguing that Rashi would be even according to the Raivit. That even though you say that Kedusha's Dhamma is Chol al Gufo, but once he's redeemed, and he's not a Chefetz of Dhamma anymore, this Eved, because now he's a Ben Chorin, so there's no Dhamma to talk about. It just goes away. It just works better according to the Rambam, because it's easier for the Kedusha to disappear when it was never on the Guf itself. When it was on the Guf itself, so one could argue that it's harder for such a Kedusha to go away. Because that's like a story of Kedusha Guf. When it's only Ludamov, once he becomes a Ben Chayrin, then it's easier for it to disappear. But if it's Al Gufoy, so there, exactly like Rabbeinu wants to say in the Raivit, that once the Kedusha is there, Ludamov, Al Gufoy, even though his Guf is no longer of an Eved, and he's not a Chefetz of Dam anymore, this person. Nevertheless, since it was Nitfas Begufo, this Kedusha's Damim, so even after he's freed, it remains. One can argue that even Rashi would hold that way, that it's Al Gufo. But it's better to say the Rashi's with the Rambam, that it was never Chal Al Gufo in the first place, and the Mele when he becomes free. So it wasn't so good to start with, it was already just the Damim. And now he's Bechlal not a Chefetz of Damim, so it just goes away. Hashem came, if you, maybe Tosis is learning, like Rabbeinu says, Tosis is learning like the Raivit, that the Kedusha's Damim is Chol al Gufo, the Mocher the Damav, and Mimele, even after he becomes free, it can't just disappear. And Mimele, he has to be redeemed with, that was his kasha, because his kasha was it, then he should have to be redeemed with money, just like by a behemoth. Which is always a theft of dumb. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about. Hopefully we will do so in the future. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.